The purpose was, okay, why did he become all that? All right, here it is. The purpose was that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentile. See what done come on you? Are you ready for this? The purpose was that the blessing of Abraham would come on who? Say, come on me. By Christ Jesus. The purpose was that the blessing would come on me by Christ Jesus, because I'm of the Gentile race. That was the purpose. He became a curse, to get the curse off of you so the blessing could come on you. Yeah. So that you would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So that you would do what? So that you would receive the promise of the Spirit. All right, what's the promise of the Spirit? We're gonna get to that. But here's what I want you to see, how you and I have been redeemed and have been made free, and we are not guilty. Here's the deal. Here's the thing. This is why you want to get in the Word, find out who you are in Christ, what He has done, so you have knowledge of this when Satan comes to accuse you, because I'm going to show some things. I'm going to share some things about Satan and his schemes. You need to know your surrounding. He's constantly trying to deceive you. And you need to be aware of that, You can't move me. I think it's a Psalm 1. I'm like a tree planted by the, I shall not be moved. You can't move me from this place. I've been planted by God. Hallelujah. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse. What is the curse of the law? Spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and lack. You've been redeemed from all of it. Not going to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you this is Faith Food by Brother Hagin. I'm on you, and I just was prompted by the Holy Spirit to read it yesterday. Yesterday was Jaleah's birthday. She's about 14 now, I think. Some 14, a little better. And anyway, yesterday was her birthday, and it never even crossed my mind, never dawned on me one time. And because I know she'll take the gift whenever I get it ready. I don't care if it's 5 weeks down the road, she'll still accept it. But I've noticed this. I want you to listen to this. It was God. This is Romans chapter 5, verse 19. I'm reading from the Amplified, but I want you to listen, because Christ has redeemed us from the curse. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling the world unto favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, not doing what? I want y'all to stay with me, because sometimes we read this, y'all just sort of, you know, kind of, no. Listen to what it says. It was God personally and present in Christ. Who was personally and present in Christ? God. God did this. God did this. How did he do it? In Christ. They saw him hanging on that cross, but it was God did it. He did it through Christ. So what did he do? God was personally and present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. The whole world. Not just a few. Now the Jews thought they were the only one, but the scripture said God restored the whole world to favor with himself. What you mean restored to favor? I just gave you an example of Tyrone. He has access to everything I got, my checkbook, my car, my house. Yeah. Huh? My clothes, shoes. I just gave him access. God had restored you to favor with himself. What did he do? Not counting up and holding against men their trespasses. Not counting up and holding against men their wrongdoing, their violent acts of evil. What he didn't count it up. What did he do? But canceled them and committed to us the message of reconciliation. Go tell everybody. You've been reconciled to God. To the restoration of favor. That's what's going to be so terrible for the sinner man. When he burning in hell, heard the message, but turned his nose up and walked away. That's why we have to tell them. That's why I want to make it plain to young people. Because you'll see in a minute. See, once we understand what is against us and why people act like they do, it's not normal when you understand this. This atmosphere, I'm going to say it because I'm going to read it. He said it in here. I'm going to make a statement. This atmosphere filled with hostile forces trying to rob us of our fellowship with God. Constantly. Can you see how technology have advanced and all the garbage they got on it? You know, way back when I was in high school, I didn't know what they call it now, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Mamagram, Papagram, Yogram, and Theygram. I ain't have a clue. I ain't know anything like that exists. But look what they're taking. It's a marvelous tool if people will take it and use it for the glory of God. But what they put on there, just like they did the television. X-ray stuff, X-ray this, X-ray that. But you can get on there and preach the gospel and take it around the world. Just like your wonderful vehicle. It's a marvelous thing to get in that thing, turn the air conditioner on when it's hot, and set the cruise and go down the road and cruise. But it's another thing have it full loaded down with drugs in the back of your car. See? It's a marvelous thing. But it's the misuse of it.